With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Simply go to tntradio.live. Live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
700 KSEV. I have been making some observations, my friends. Let me see if you've been making similar observations in the wake. We're going to cover the shooting, yes, and the blowback from all of this, and also the pushback on the blowback. But then I have got to play, and folks, that this was, there's only one word I can express. It's pride. I am so proud of Senator Ted Cruz and what he did as a representative of the people rather than somebody who's in it for government. Which, I'm sorry, our elected leaders around the globe can't make that claim that they're all in it for the people. They're not. They're in it either for themselves or for the growth and unchallenged power of government. But Ted Cruz, that wasn't him. Senator Ted Cruz, the only senator from Texas we can be proud of. The only federal senator. There are two. We can't be proud of the other one because the other one colludes with Marxists to take away our rights, which I'm going to get here into in a minute. I bet you a lot of you folks on Newsmax are wondering, man, why is Chris Salcedo harping on John Cornyn so much? Yeah, he's a left-wing loon. But, I mean, aren't there other Republicans who betrayed the conservative movement, betrayed the United States with their omnibus vote and other votes? The answer is yes. And the answer to that observation is twofold. Number one, Senator Cornyn is a disease that afflicts Texas. I am a resident of the great state of Texas. I am a citizen of Texas. I'm a devotee to my state remaining free. There, so that's one. John Cornyn is in my face, harming my state with his votes. He's in our face. So that's primary reason. Secondary reason, he's a lieutenant of Mitch McConnell. So what I need all of you to do around the various states is to keep me updated on what Mitch McConnell's supporters, by the way, more senators and the Republican caucus voted against Mitch McConnell in his run for leader this time than I think at any point in his career. So right now, the reason why Mitch McConnell is able to afflict the United States is because of his lieutenants. So if his lieutenants want to remain loyal to Mitch McConnell over their states, I'm going to target his lieutenants. And one of them is John Cornyn. So pretty soon, it's only going to be Mitch McConnell all by himself. And without any support, at the very least, I'll be able to take him out of leadership. And so will all of you. And America will be better off for it. America will be, well, at least halfway back to being pro-American rather than what does Xi Jinping in China say about all this? Which seems to be Mitch McConnell's primary reason for being. I made some observations. Let me see if you guys have made similar observations. Under the banner, have you noticed? Have you noticed when Democrat-created problems and crises hit full force? They say it's up to you to get rid of your rights. Let me explain that. The border. They unleash this massive crisis, destroying communities. It's a health crisis, national security crisis, a human rights crisis, a a humanity crisis. And Democrats say the solution is for you Americans to sit down, shut up, and just pay for it all. You get to lose your right to object to illegal immigration, which we're going to get to with Senator Ted Cruz, the only senator who's worth anything in the state of Texas that goes to Washington. We have plenty of state senators who are really, really good. But our federal senators, we have a great one, and we have one who is basically a Democrat. Have you noticed that all the laws the Democrats and John Cornyn promised would fix the gun issues didn't? Do you notice that? And frankly, folks, it's not just this latest set of backstabbing that John Cornyn joined the Democrats in perpetrating on the country. It's every single time a Democrat says, yeah, just give up a little bit more of your rights and give government more power, and that's going to fix everything. And it never does. And what is their answer? Well, we've got to do more. And when they say they've got to do more, that means you've got to give up more of your rights and they get more power. That's doing more. We played a soundbite. Well, maybe we didn't. Did we play this yesterday? No, I don't think we did. And Russell is back today, folks. So he's not going to be able to tell me whether I don't think I play. I know I played it on Newsmax. I didn't play it here. So let me illustrate this. Here is Biden's new brain, Karine Jean-Pierre, or as Colonel Tony Schaefer calls her, Captain Jean-Luc Picard, which I love. Karine Jean-Pierre, the woman who said her primary qualifications were she was black, lesbian, a foreigner, and a woman to do her job. Here she is in the wake of the gun massacre in Nashville.
As you all know, President Biden has taken more action than any president in history.
Yes, taken more action that has failed. Beijing Biden has taken more action than any other occupier of the Oval Office in history. More failed actions. More stuff that either harms America or doesn't help America. Joe Biden and the Democrat Party are really, really, really good at screwing over Americans with ineffective laws. And Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn are tripping all over themselves to help them.
On gun safety, from nearly two dozen actions.
Two dozens actions?
Including the executive order he just signed last month.
Last month?
Or this month.
Oh, this month.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act.
Safer Communities Act. That was the one that John Cornyn betrayed every Texan. Dedicated your taxpayer money to stealing your fellow citizens' rights, their due process rights. That was John Cornyn and several other Republicans tripping all over themselves to kiss the rear ends of the nearest Marxist they could find. That's John Cornyn, folks.
Legislation he signed into law after the tragedies in Uvalde and Buffalo. He also believes it's not enough.
Oh, there it is. So, look, we've done so much. We've done so much, which has done no good. So, in a Democrat's mind, look, we do all this stuff that harms us, doesn't help anybody, so we must do more. The very same failures deserve the power to continue to fail us. And that's their mindset.
Yeah, we're going to make laws. That's what we do. We make laws. We make laws.
This is John Cornyn.
Yeah, let's make some laws. Show we're doing something. Show we're doing something.
Wait a minute. Did that come up too?
We must do more. And he wants Congress to act because enough is enough. In his State of the Union, the president called on Congress to do something.
Do something. Doesn't matter whether it works. Just do something. Doesn't matter whether it's the right thing or consistent with our Constitution. Just do something. That is the most trite, idiotic, and I expect it from Democrats. I thought you Republicans were better than that. John Cornyn. Just do something. Just do something. No. How about you do something that's effective, that actually will address the issues? And in the United States of America, you don't punish law-abiding citizens. for when individuals break the law. In the United States of America, the solution to criminal activity isn't taking away law-abiding folks' freedoms. That's not a solution. That is your head so far up your rear end you could give yourself a colonoscopy. That's what that is, John Cornyn. So in the United States of America, in a free society, in a constitutional republic, what you do is you punish the offender. Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, is talking about a mandatory death sentence for any school shooter. The Democrats will be the first ones going, no, 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 no. We don't want to harm the criminal. We want Americans' rights. We don't want to kill the criminals. We want to kill Americans' rights. No, 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 no death penalty for those who shoot up schools. The Democrats will be the, along with John Cornyn, will be the first ones to say, no, don't punish the criminals. I have one more bullet point, one more observation. I'll get you some information about what's happened and what we've learned about the trans shooter in Nashville. I'll be right back. You got the Chris Salcedo Show. We are live on Getter, Rumble, in Houston, and on TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Jesse Zurowell.
We are indeed going to talk about what happened in spring of 2020 in New York City. Why are we talking about this? Why are we going back 3 years?
It's crucial that we keep on this, that we keep digging and keep discussing this. There are still a lot of unanswered questions out there that we need to have answered to get at the bottom of how this event rolled out and who set the red alert for this event. Who gave the orders? You know, we also need to get the history right. We must continue to search for all of these answers in order that the historical record is as accurate as possible. And with the intent that, you know, there still needs to be investigations, legal investigations and prosecutions on this matter, which to date haven't happened.
Jesse Zurowell on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Wokeness is infiltrating churches, and people don't really know what's hitting them.
Critical race theory assumes that racism is everywhere, it isn't everything. These ideologies have crept into the church.
I have grown up with this invisible kind of bag of privilege.
And I know, as a white pastor, I have blind spots.
Reparations fits into the scope of the gospel.
It's a racist worldview. You're swimming in racism.
The social justice warriors say, if you're white, you are racist. And if you say that you are not a racist, then you have to be a white supremacist.
I see within evangelicalism today an attack on the very gospel itself.
Social justice doesn't have to do with justice. It has to do with Marxism.
Wokeness is now the dominant academic paradigm on many university and college campuses.
Many of our Christian universities have fallen prey.
I went to an all-black school, raised in a black context. Everything was oppression. White people are racist, cops can't be trusted, and this world is not for us, it's against us. We felt like the government owed us. I have a family, I have children, and I don't have a job. I was just, it was at the darkest point in my life.
Because I was white, would we have to divorce and separate due to my skin color?
Christianity enables people to find forgiveness and redemption. However, Marxism is completely vindictive.
There is no redeemer and there is no redemption in the religion of anti-racism.
I believe that the evangelical church today is going to have to make a decision. Are we going to submit to the culture, or are we going to remain true to the faith and take the consequences?
How the left is stealing your church. The invasion of the gospel of woke at salemnow.com.
Hi, Australia. There's never been a better time to check up on your health. We have a world-class healthcare system that's easy to access, even when you can't be there in person. Telehealth enables you to catch up with your GP or health professional, and the Australian government has now made it permanently available through Medicare. Show your health some love, face-to-face, by phone or video call. Care for your health. Find out more at australia.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
My friends, you have found your Radio Republic. We call it the Chris Salcedo Show. And what do we mean by your Radio Republic? Unlike your current federal government, your views are heard, listened to, and addressed right here on this program directly when you call in 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. That is for those of you in the United States. Those of you outside of the U.S., you have your own numbers to call, courtesy of TNT Radio, TNT.radio, or TNTRadio.live. That's where you go for all the information to call in to this program. Last bullet point I wanted to get out to you under the banner of, have you noticed? Have you noticed that leftists get to undertake and plot violence without the FBI investigating, announcing it, or stopping it? Have you noticed that? That if you're a BLM rioter, you get to set cities on fire and loot stores and beat people up, even kill people. FBI doesn't issue memos saying, look at these left-wing extremists. Look at these Marxists. Be aware. No, that doesn't happen. Have you noticed that the militant trans community, and I'm being very specific because not every trans person is militant. Not every trans person wants to take a firearm and kill you. The left-wing ones do. Those on the left do. But, you know, there are some centrists, some right-leaning transgenders out there who are like, you know, well, I'm transgender, but, or transvestite or whatever. That's my thing. I don't hold anybody, hold it against anybody else if they don't, are not into what I'm into, you know, live and let live kind of attitude. They exist, I'm sure. But they've plotted these militant trans folks a day of vengeance in the nation's capital. Not a peep out of your deranged FBI, out of your complicit FBI and Department of Injustice. Because left-wingers get to plot violence against you and your family. Really, the target is you pesky Christians anyway, right? Hey, that works out pretty well for Christopher Wray's ideals and schedule, huh? And certainly the puke, Merrick Garland, one of the pukes of the Biden administration. Merrick Garland's really into bashing some conservative heads. So why would we announce or investigate or stop a quote-unquote day of vengeance in the wake of a transgendered individual, a biological female who pretended to be a male, shooting up a school? Why would we even have this on our radar? We're the FBI. We need to pay attention to the real threats to America, Catholics. You know, it's you pro-life Catholics who want to save babies' lives. You're the real target of Christopher Wray's FBI. You're the real target of Merrick Garland's Department of Injustice. You're the real threat to absolute government power. Your ideals, the freedom and liberty and the Constitution, you're the real threat. So why would we want to highlight or basically call out our little foot soldiers who we are allowing to deploy to the nation's capital on a, quote, day of vengeance? So just some observations on your liberty-loving Latinos part. You know, maybe you guys agree, maybe you guys disagree. Any observations you have? Well, maybe you will after I get into some of the details. This came up in reports yesterday, I heard through the grapevine, but couldn't attribute. So now I can, so I'm going to talk about it. Trans shooter's preferred target had too much security. So the transgendered shooter, the female pretending to be a male, who is an adult, by the way, I listened to a town hall news update saying that Audrey Hale purchased firearms, 7 of them, which we'll get to here in a minute, and didn't tell her parents. She's 28 years old. She's an adult. You don't have to tell your mommy and daddy that you bought 7 firearms. By the way, Audrey Hale had no criminal record. And even if she did, she would likely get by the FBI's system of checks that they said were going to keep us safe. You know, just like Dylann Roof did. Dylann Roof had a record, should never have been able to buy his firearm. Guess what he did? Why? Because government failed. The people didn't fail. Our rights didn't fail, John Cornyn. The government failed.
Well, let's get some more laws in there so government can fail some more. It's the illusion of safety that's important.
Seriously, this guy, Cornyn, was supposed to be a judge, one of the biggest dumbasses in the world, and one of the biggest bit of dumbassery you can make is to trust Democrats. What's wrong with you, John Cornyn? Haven't you been paying attention? The Sulphur Springs shooter in Texas that went into a church and blew away babies. He got his AR-15, even though the Air Force knew he was mentally unstable. He didn't qualify, but the Air Force neglected to report it. A failure of what? We the people? No. A failure of government? Yes. Yes. A failure of government. The next time government fails, you better damn well make sure that your elected leaders know and understand that you're going to protect yourself, because they sure as hell can't. I'm talking to everybody in these United States and even you folks outside of the United States, because if government failure hasn't tattooed you yet, trust me, it's going to. And when shrubs like John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell and Chuck Toomer and Nancy Pelosi and Hakeem Jeffries and Joe Biden, when shrubs like those fail you, you better be able to protect your family, because they will not. They won't. And you know who understood this concept, which John Cornyn either never understood or has forgotten? That's the vision of the founding fathers. That it is we, the people, who should have the rights, because government can't and shouldn't be everywhere and every place and in your business. You should be able to protect your own. And any attack on that should be met with incredible resistance. As a matter of fact, anyone suggesting curtailing your rights under the Constitution doesn't deserve to be watched in media and doesn't deserve to be elected to any position of power or authority. Any one of them, and that includes John Cornyn, I don't give a damn what party he's part of. The Nashville, Tennessee police believe the school shooter, the trans school shooter, had plans to target a local mall and family members as well. But there was too much security. Well, security, you mean armed people with guns that would actually shoot back. Now, Joe Biden is on record saying he doesn't support hardening schools. We've got Joe Biden's brain and Joe Biden saying,
we can't turn schools into prisons.
That's his idea of having a school resource officer with a firearm, is because, as you know, Democrats hate cops, and Democrats are defunding cops. So they hate cops. So seeing a cop, they say, will be traumatic to your child. Michelle Tafoya, who is as we told you yesterday, a former sideline reporter for, Russell, it was Monday Night Football, then it was Thursday Night Football, it was Monday Night Football, then Sunday Night Football, then Thursday Night Football, right? And then now she's out because she actually has an opinion that is pro-American. So, of course, The National Football League wants nothing to do with pro-Americanism, and the sports world wants nothing to do with pro-Americanism. Michelle Tafoya said there needs to be a school resource officer in every school in the country. How do you pay for it? Why don't you fire some of those DIE folks you've been hiring, the DIE, the Diversity, Inclusion, Equity officers, fire them and hire somebody with a gun to protect our kids. Why don't you do that? She said, kids see armed officers in airports and in sporting events. They can handle it. And yes, they can. And you know what? Governor Greg Abbott had a great idea in the state of Texas. Why don't you station police officers doing their paperwork and stuff inside of schools? That way they can high-five the kids down the hallway. You can get rid of this left-wing stupidity that cops are bad people, and our kids could learn to respect law enforcement, give them the respect they deserve. And of course, who's going to be the first one saying, no, we can't do that? Democrats, left-wing socialist Marxists, they say, don't put armed cops in schools. Better to take away Americans' rights. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Coming up, hate has consequences. A trans group is mourning the death of the murderer of children. I'll be right back on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
We have some wonderful news for you.
TNT Radio News.
Matt Boylan here with your TNT headlines. It's been revealed the transgender man who went on a shooting rampage at an elementary school in Tennessee, killing six people, including three children, had amassed a secret cache of weapons at his home, despite being diagnosed with a mental illness. Ukraine is struggling with internet connection issues after many of Elon Musk's Starlink terminals suddenly stopped working. And Russia's blasted Washington for its hypocrisy after the US State Department condemned Moscow's move to deploy nuclear weapons to Belarus.
Polio, cholera, autism, measles, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. There's a lot of sicknesses and diseases in the world that cause the death and suffering of millions of people. But what if some of these diseases weren't natural? What if they didn't have to happen? What if some of these diseases were directly caused by humans? I don't know about you, but if there was a disease that was somehow our fault, I'd want to know. I'd feel like there was something I could do about it. Natural diseases are studied at expensive universities with microscopes and petri dishes, lab coats. But what about man-made disease? That's something we can combat. That's something we can stop. This is why I started ICANN. At ICANN, we're dedicated to the eradication of man-made disease. The first step in eradicating an error is admitting that an error has been made. Our medical establishment now claims that this is the first generation of children in America that will not live to be as old as their parents. That is not natural. Something has gone terribly wrong. And today, I ask you to join us as we begin an investigation into our food, our air, our water, our drugs, and our vaccines. In an effort to find the cause of this growing epidemic, we are launching a global, no-holds-barred search for man-made disease. Join our newsletter so you can be the first to hear about results from scientific studies we are funding, legal battles we are waging, and media campaigns we are creating. We are the Informed Consent Action Network, and this is our quest.
Your donation is vital to our success. Visit ICANDECIDE.org. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
In the past, people thought if you had a mental health problem, you would never feel better. You might meet people who still feel this. Maybe you feel this way about yourself. Mental health is just like physical health. Everybody has it and needs to look after it. If your feelings, thoughts, and reactions are getting in the way of how you want to live, if you feel things aren't right, if you feel like you need help, you can ask for it. We're not going to pretend it's easy. Mental health problems can change your life, and for some, they can be overwhelming. But that's why Mind is here. We're going to face it with you. will listen, give support, and fight your corner. To find out more, visit mind.org.uk.
A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Glad you made it back, everybody. You found the Chris Salcedo Show, your liberty-loving Latino. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. It's your rights we're talking about, by the way. But by and large, I mean, this is all a focus on your rights. So those of you who give a damn about preserving your rights, please feel free to call 281-558-5738. Those of you on the left who want to take away and steal our rights, please tell us why we need to give up our rights. Please go ahead, because certainly Joe Biden can't articulate why we need to give up our rights. John Cornyn can't articulate because he's hiding in Washington. We don't see hide nor hair of him here in Texas. He can't come back to Texas because he's booed everywhere he goes. He's a pariah here in the state of Texas. I hope everybody realizes that. Hate has consequences. That's the quote from a trans group, a militant group. They are mourning the death of the murderer. They are lamenting the fact that one of their militant trans brethren is now assumed room temperature. Trans Resistance Network. Prepare to defend yourself, they say. This weekend has already provided us two crystal clear reasons why we need to be prepared to defend ourselves at a moment's notice against Nazis and fascists. You see how this works? If you don't believe in childhood genital mutilation, if you don't believe in, there's video out there right now, folks, of a minor child getting a lap dance from a transgendered male in school. If I noticed the context correctly when I skimmed past this video, I think it was in North Carolina. In school. A child sitting in a chair getting a lap dance from a grown man pretending to be a woman. Now, if you oppose that grooming of children for sexual exploitation, they will call you a Nazi. And see, when they call you a Nazi, that means they can do it. And by the way, the FBI buys this crap.
Oh, you call Chris Salcedo a Nazi? Do whatever the hell you want to him.
There's your FBI and Merrick Garland.
Oh, you believe in human rights and dignity, Nazi? You believe in human rights and dignity, Nazi? You believe in self-defense, Nazi?
That's what they do. They call you a Nazi, then they say it's justifiable to use violence against Nazis. We can do whatever the hell we want to Nazis and to fascists. They don't know the definitions. They've been taught to regurgitate this crap. This is exactly what the worldwide left has done. Now, we can't do the opposite. We can't call them Maoists or Marxists or Leninists and say, well, we should be able to do whatever the hell we want to you. That's when the FBI goes, whoa, wait a minute. No. You can't do anything to stop Marxists, communists, sympathizers to the Communist Party of China. No. We put our foot down in the FBI over that. We call that a two-tiered system of justice. They are promising violence against those they label Nazis and fascists. And who are the Nazis and fascists? Anyone who gets in their way. Anyone who doesn't believe in their violence, anyone who doesn't believe in their warped, sick worldview. If you don't believe like them, you're a fascist and a Nazi. Thus, you deserve violence. The post-millennial reporting on these people. And they also, when one of their own slaughters children, they mourn the death of the child murderer. And the FBI says, right on, right on. Day of vengeance, go. Yay, we're not going to stand in your way. Go ahead, do it. Yeah, where is Christopher Wray? Maybe he's where John Cornyn is. That's true in more ways than one. From Fox News, Nashville shooter legally purchased weapons, suffered emotional disorder. You mean mental health? Oh.
We don't want to deal with mental health. We want to take away your rights. We don't care about solving the problem. Our problem is your rights, says the American left.
Democrats have a hard time with your rights, folks, and they want to take them away. That's the problem. Not guns. I'm sorry, not violence perpetrated by people, not mental illness. They don't want to address any of that. That actually might solve a problem. And who's waiting there? Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, John Cornyn. Yeah, how can we help? How can we help take away Americans' rights? It's the craziest damn thing I've ever seen. So the Nashville shooter bought 7 firearms. Why? Because Audrey Hale was a 28-year-old adult with no criminal record. And Democrats and John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell and other weak-kneed, filthy, disgusting, simpering Republicans join Democrats to pass all of these laws.
This is going to make you safe.
How's that working out? How are all those laws that we were told, just give up some of your rights and buy into gun restrictions and you're going to be safe. How's that working out for everybody? Can we call all of their efforts a failure? Yes. Yes. 3 more dead children indicate that that's a failure. 3 innocent adults, including the principal, who ran to save those children. You know what she was wishing for at that moment? I know she wasn't wishing for John Cornyn to be there to give a speech and to collude with Democrats. She was wishing she had a firearm to fire back at the crazed nut job who was shooting up her school. See, when the rubber meets the road, that's exactly what happens. You're not praying for some more restrictions of people's rights. You're not praying for put more Democrats in power. At that moment, you're praying for a firearm so you can fire back. And you can take and you can remove the threat. Now, remember, the threat, the one who is slaughtering babies, is being slaughtered by the militant trans network. And there are some in the press, some of our good friends in the biased press who are feel sorry for the murderer. Feel sorry for the individual who abused their freedom and took the lives of 3 children. Hey, we're left wingers mostly in the biased press. And hell, if we're not going to care about slaughtering babies in the womb, you think we're going to care about slaughtering babies in schools? What really is important is the criminal. Let's focus on the criminal, shall we? Let's feel sorry for the criminal. Let's make sure the criminal isn't misgendered. Isn't that right, USA Today? You pieces of pond scum. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, USA Today got in the Nashville police officer's face when he rightly and scientifically and biologically identified the shooter as a female.
Well, the shooter wanted to be identified as a male. How dare you?
Seriously, 6 dead innocent people, 3 of them children, and USA Today is consumed with making sure you gender the assailant properly. I mean, come on. You know what? The only thing USA Today is good for is never looking at again. USA Today is a joke. Just like the Democrats they serve. Beijing Biden makes multiple false Second Amendment claims in wake of Nashville Covenant School tragedy. Joe Biden's a liar. For those of you around the rest of the world, the guy who sits in the Oval Office is a liar, universally despised because of this. And by the way, the aforementioned members of the press will never check him on his lies. I'm reading from a Fox article. That's why it's getting the proverbial ink. Let me find the lies, because you know what? In Fox, you really should just get to the damn point. They go into all of this. President Joe Biden responded to Monday's fatal shooting in Nashville, Tennessee during a stop in North Carolina Tuesday, spreading misinformation about the Second Amendment. Then you got to read paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, stanza after stanza, before you get to the actual lie. He said, you're not allowed to go out and own an automatic weapon. You're not allowed to own a machine gun. You're not allowed to own a flamethrower. Everything that he just said was a lie. You are allowed to own a machine gun if you get up the proper permits and the proper background checks. You can, it's a very high bar, but you can. You are allowed to own a flamethrower. Beijing Biden also said that, you know, back during the founding of our country, you couldn't own a cannon. That's also false. Let me ask all of you. If a politician slash occupier of the Oval Office has to spew lie after lie after lie to convince you to get rid of your rights, should we actually believe that individual? Should we actually give up our rights to a venomous snake? I'm sorry, a dementia-ridden venomous snake? Like Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a serial liar. And I, as an American, will not give up my rights to a dishonest puke like Joe Biden. And I don't believe you should either. So to Joe Biden, this message from the Chris Salcedo Show, screw you and all of your lies. And anybody who supports you. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. It's the Chris Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
It's back. A new UN climate report warns of doomsday unless we give the UN more power and go full Marxist. Oh no, haven't we heard this before?
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
Fire, brimstone, ticking climate time bombs, once again! The new UN IPCC climate report is out, warning about a, quote, survival guide to humanity. Climatologists are weighing in. Dr. Judith Curry has called the report pure politics, weakly justified, politicized. MIT climate scientist Dr. Richard Lindzen says we should, quote, do nothing about global warming, and instead says the United Nations is exploiting people's ignorance to promote fear. Well said. Remember, throughout human history, the ruling class has always tried to come up with reasons why the rest of us can't be free and why we should allow them to rule over us. Climate is their latest excuse. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
The World Council for Health, WCH, a coalition of scientists, doctors, lawyers, and civil society advocacy organizations, opposes the World Health Organization, WHO's, pandemic treaty, expected to be ratified in 2024. The WCH considers the proposed WHO agreement is unnecessary and a threat to sovereignty and inalienable rights. It increases the WHO's power to declare unjustified pandemics, impose lockdowns, and enforce expensive, unsafe, and ineffective treatments against the will of the people. The WCH believes citizens have a right to participate in any agreement that affects their lives, livelihoods, and well-being. In addition, the WHO failed in approving the injurious H1N1 swine flu vaccine for a controversially declared pandemic. The WHO failed during the COVID-19 chapter as it encouraged lockdowns, suppressed early preventative treatments, and recommended product interventions that were neither safe nor effective. The WCH states the WHO cannot be allowed to control the world's health agenda, nor enforce biosurveillance while it is caught in a perpetual conflict of interest by accepting substantial funding from private interests that use their contributions to influence and profit from WHO decisions and mandates.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
I'm going to commit. I am going to get to Senator Ted Cruz and his complete dismantling of the puke, Alejandro Mayorkas, the failed DHS secretary. By the way, DHS stands for Department of Homeland Security, and this man is a failure at protecting our country, our families, and us. He's a failure. And he knows he's a failure. Why? Because he's a Democrat, and Democrats don't believe in protecting Americans. They just don't. They believe in protecting other countries. Other countries come way before us. America last. That's what they think. That's who they are. So I will get to it. I've got an interview with the land commissioner of Texas. And for those of you outside of Texas, those of you outside of the United States, the land commissioner is a very important job, in particular when it comes to something like the Alamo. Even you folks across the pond on TNT radio, you have heard of the Alamo. Now, the Alamo is falling apart. And the last goofball, who was the land commissioner inside the state of Texas, basically screwed up the restoration project to preserve it. And we have a new land commissioner who I am hearing, and I'm going to ask her about it, I'm hearing walked into a complete mess that was left by her predecessor. So I will ask her if those reports are true. Meantime, let me get out to James. James, I am pleased you waited. Welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
Hey, Chris, happy Wednesday to you.
Right back at you, my friend.
And let's talk about these rights you've been talking about. You know, I hear everybody running around going, these are God-given rights. These are our God-given rights. Democrats don't give a hoot about God-given rights. All they care about is what they can take. So we got to stop thinking in terms of God-given rights, because back in the 1770s, we didn't get them from God. We fought. We fought hard. We went tooth and nail against the king to get our rights. And we're going to have to do it again, it looks like.
Well, the reason why we talk about God-given rights is that when they're given by God, those of us who believe in such a thing, that no man shall usurp those rights. And any man who attempts to usurp those rights, like John Cornyn or like Joe Biden, any man who attempts to do that is not only against basic human dignity, they also find themselves in opposition to the Almighty.
Well, absolutely.
And so
I totally agree with that, but the problem is we're up against people who don't agree with that, and they're going to use it against us at one point. I mean, I've asked the question of people. I said, show me in the Bible where it says these are your God-given rights. Now, I know we interpret them because we understand the Bible. But for a Democrat, their idea of the Bible is it's just a piece of paper like the Constitution or like a Trump speech, and it can be torn in half.
Well, it's even... Look, I believe a lot of the folks on the other side, I mean, you would have to be to undertake the slaughter of children in the womb that they do so easily, as if they're ordering a burrito. Oh, yeah, I'll take an abortion, too.
Right.
These people are playing for the other side.
Absolutely. I mean, you see it in this recent shooting.
Yeah.
The first thing they do is, Oh, well, you should feel sorry for the person who's mentally insane and goes around shooting people, little children.
Perfect.
I don't feel sorry for that person for what they did. I feel sorry for the person because he went insane, or she went insane, whatever they want to call that person.
No.
They went insane. I feel sorry for that. But I have no pity on the fact that they got killed because they were out killing somebody.
Well, James, we don't adopt their language, so it's a she, you know, biologically speaking, scientifically speaking. She was born a female, and I don't believe in this gender fluid religion of the Democrats.
I don't either.
See,
it confuses me all day when they say she's a whatever they call it, transitional person. I don't know which way they're
transitional.
Going.
I call it. I say transvestite. But look, there is a human need for faith and for a religion, right? There is a I believe it's ingrained in our genetics.
Yes.
So. We believe in the Almighty. They rebel against God, and they substitute God. They swap out this gender ideology. They swap out government. They swap out anything and everything. Some of them just go out and just say, you know, screw it. Let's just skip to the end. We're devil worshipers. Some of these left-wingers are devil worshipers. So, I mean, and you know what? CBS Corporation praises those devil worshipers.
It's insane. When I saw Pelosi and that crew out there kneeling in that place back during the BLM riots, it gave you a real good, perfect view of how they sell out.
Nancy Pelosi doesn't praise Jesus or the Almighty. She prayed to George Floyd.
Right.
She prayed to a lifelong criminal and drug abuser. Nancy Pelosi doesn't worship Christ, doesn't worship the Almighty. She finds other things. She worships at the altar of abortion, and then she actually prayed. She prayed. We have her on tape praying to George Floyd. I swear, these people are nuts.
Insanity, isn't it?
They're nut jobs. You're right, and we shouldn't look to accommodate nut jobs. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the call, Bobby. You're up next. I got 2 minutes, but it's all yours.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chris. Can you hear me?
I have you, my friend. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you and your whole team there that you are absolutely appreciated. I'm a veteran of three branches of the military until I finished. I'm from Louisiana, but now I work in the evil fossil fuel industry here in the Bakken of North Dakota. But anyway, your last caller was right. These people, they're just evil, period. They're evil.
Right. And that's why they call us. See, look, we say they're evil and we pray for them. They say we're Nazis and they burn our stores, loot our stores, beat us up. And in the aforementioned George Floyd riots, they kill us. So this is what Antifa, which is basically a fascist organization, a militant organization, which, by the way, Bobby, who is a journalist and a gay man, has observed that an inordinate number of the members of Antifa are themselves trans individuals. So he was noting that and reporting that. And that's why they hate him, by the way, and that's why they beat him up. These Antifa folks beat up a gay man, and the left wing celebrated, and the FBI celebrated. It was the damnedest thing I've seen. But so this is why they get out there and they say all these things about us, so they can feel justified. BLM is a Marxist organization. They actually, on their website, they said they were Marxist. They believed in the disintegration of the nuclear family, which is the basis of Western civilization. So this is who these people are, and I'm tired of hiding it.
Exactly. I just got my new T-shirt in the other day, the Fascist Bureau of Intimidation.
Well, with what they've been doing with social media and with Twitter, absolutely. Absolutely they are. And it's telling that the FBI turns a blind eye to left-wing violence and then has to fabricate violence from the right, like from Catholics, calling Catholics extreme because we have the view that human life should be allowed to gestate and be born. That is, it's absolutely crazy.
I tell you, it's just absolutely just evil. I never thought in my lifetime I would see this country in the position that it's in right now.
I agree. And then you've got those of us who are right-minded, who refuse to adopt the other side's language, refuse to adopt their stupid and silly predicates. And then you've got guys like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn, Bobby, who say, whatever the Democrats say is what we'll do. We'll adopt their terminology. We'll surrender to their crazy, outlandish precepts. And I think we ought to stop that. You want to turn this country around? You want to get back to basics? Faith, family, freedom. Ta-da. The F words you can say on radio and television. Folks, the Land Commissioner of Texas up next on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.